The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We got to talk about this Kanye West interview with Justin LaBoy. I woke up to this audio on the Shade Room this morning. If you thought Kanye was crazy before, he's full on unhinged now.
Oh, shut up. Are you serious?
Yes.
He's back.
Has he got an album coming out or anything? Is that what we got?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So there's a couple of things that we learned. I'll start with some of the more tame things, like the fact that he says that he's releasing Vulture 2 next month. He talks about who he's going to vote for. I don't really care to talk about politics. He's upset over J. Cole's single False Prophets, which is allegedly about him. But
he was going off on J. Cole. I watched some of it also.
Yeah.
And he is not a fan of the apology in rap music.
Nah, and like that song that Abby just mentioned is from a while ago where he calls it False Prophets, and the first verse pretty much is all about how Kanye let him down in a sense, and I think Kanye's been holding on to some animosity ever since.
Yeah, listen to it. It is. He goes in hard on him. Really hard on him.
There's a moment where he says he wants to have a threesome with Michelle Obama. That's fun. But then there's this just breeze past that.
No, let's not, because that man can't keep up with Michelle Obama.
At all.
But then there's this very uncomfortable moment between him and Justin where he calls himself God, and you can just see Justin get so nervous where he starts to have like a nervous giggle, and Kanye's like, why are you laughing?
What a man think he is. So, you know, we not the slaves. We are the kingdom, and I'm the head of the kingdom. I am God. No one can suggest to me, period.
Wow.
You can't tell my daughter to come say to me about Jesus. I'm going to just tell you some real simple. God runs the world. I am God. I run the world.
He's laughing.
Let me make that very clear.
All right, man. We're moving on. The next hottest topic is one that, you know, somebody that you called.
Why'd that be so funny to you? It's like, I know, it'd be like, make you feel uncomfortable, right? It's like, when came in and just like, they put the gun on the table and they start laughing. They know the gun's on the table. It's really there type, you know what I'm saying? This is really God. This is really the whatever many times, I don't have the information how many times I've been here, but it's really that, like,
all right.
So
what a terrible interviewer to not go in on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right?
Facts.
I would say this is the definition of God complex.
I guess that's why they call it that.
You could tell he just says anything for shock value, because I believe it was the same interview. He said God wasn't there for me. But then a few minutes later, you are God. So what are we talking about? Is he just saying anything?
I think he believes everything he says.
Really?
I believe that he might think that, yeah. At some point, he's going to have a talk with the big guy. And I think the first thing, you know, out of Jesus' mouth is going to be like,
repeat that?
Yeah, we need to talk about that.
They have this projector that comes down, and they just start replaying all the stuff you said.
June 14th at 1:30 p.m.
It's just Jesus going, one more again?
Let's run that back. All right, J-Lo's career is starting to tank a little bit just based off of her public perception. And a brand expert thinks they know why, and it's all got to do with one person. And that one person is allegedly the love of her life, Ben Affleck. So this brand expert has come out and said that basically all the photos that we've seen of her out and about with Ben, she just looks miserable, and it makes everyone think that she's now very unlikable. She says, in the shadow of beloved and long-suffering Jennifer Garner, much of the imagery we've seen from J-Lo has been mundane. Car rides with Ben, curbside arguments, fast food takeaways, often looking miserable. This has shattered the fourth wall, one which we'd all bought into. We didn't want her to be a normal person.
I see. I don't like this, because I think this is equivalent of telling a woman to smile.
Yeah.
Like, she's allowed to walk around and not have, like, be like, hey, yeah, yeah. And like, I don't buy this as far as Ben Affleck. I think she, to some extent, has drank her own Kool-Aid, and or she's trying to seem more relatable than she is. Like, you're a superstar. You can still be a kind. I've interviewed her. She's like one of the kindest, down to earth people that you will talk to, and most like super, super celebrities are. But I feel like she's trying so hard to be a normie that it's coming across disingenuous. And I don't think Ben Affleck has anything to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't Ben's fault. It's J-Lo's fault. And from what I've seen, I don't know her at all. I mean, I saw Kristen interview her, but what's bringing her down is the stories of people talking about alleged interactions with her and how allegedly awful she was to them and so, like not a good person.
I've had her in here. It was before you guys were part of the show. And she, like Kristen said, she was a doll.
Yeah.
And P.S., that booty.
Oh, she is.
That's the real deal.
That's not AI?
No. It's this good person.
She's one of the most beautiful people I've ever interviewed.
Sincerely.
Like, stunning.
Oh. I don't think, it might have something to do with what you guys are talking about. I also think, you know, when you look at artists like Madonna, that there's some ageism going on here. But the greatest artists know how to evolve with the times. And I think J-Lo hasn't been able to evolve as well. And I think her music just isn't connecting as much anymore. I think that's where it starts.
That's a good point. Fair. All right, the Hinge CEO is switching up how the entire platform's going to work. I'm going to tell you how you're going to get your matches on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.